Well, amen. Once again, praise the Lord for the special music here at the church. If you have your Bibles with you tonight, if you'd look with me to the book of Matthew, chapter 5. Matthew and chapter 5. When Sunday nights, we've been going through a series on the teachings of Christ. The teachings of Christ. We started with the first message that he presented as a 12-year-old boy. And tonight, we're teaching on what Christ taught as he was discipling his apostles. And the Sermon on the Mount, chapter 5 through chapter 7, is the blueprint for New Testament Christianity. He is presenting this to his apostles who would, during the apostolic age, continue that teaching and preaching. And then, of course, it has continued now for some 2,000 years. But the Sermon on the Mount begins with the Beatitudes, and it begins with the blessed are. And not only do they please God, because that's who's going to do the blessing, is Almighty God, but they will also bless us as they affect us as we learn to live according to them. You'll find that there is many blessings that are associated with having the mindset that Jesus wants us to have in dealing with all issues of life. And so these are the blessed attitudes. And so let's start reading in verse 1, and we'll read up to where we're going to be preaching tonight, and that's verse 8. Verse 1, "And seeing the multitudes, he went up into a mountain. When he was set, his disciples came unto him, and he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy." And then tonight, "Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God." And let's pray. Father, we bow before you. Again, we thank you for what we've already received so far this evening. Father, we are still a needy people. We have need of all that you have for us, and we desire all that you have to give us. So I pray that right now that you'd open up the hearts and the minds of all that are viewing, and God, that you would continue to empower the preaching of thy word. For this we ask in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Blessed are the pure in heart. Now, we've been going through and we've been looking at what the Bible says, what Jesus taught, and then breaking it down as to the meaning, the spiritual meaning. We know that Jesus was bringing the understanding of the kingdom of God, the ways of God, to man. What he is teaching them does not come from man. It does not even set well with man or the human nature. But it is that which is spiritual, and it is that which God blesses. And so, blessed are the pure in heart. And so the first thing we want to do is look at the definition of heart. Now, as we would look at the definition of heart, the first would be the primary organ of the body. And that would be the physical heart that's inside of our bodies. I don't believe that's exactly what the Bible's talking about as far as what God is going to bless. Now, if you're from the South, you might hear it said, bless his little heart. And that's something, that's a saying that they might present, but they're not really talking about your physical heart. They're talking more about the second definition, which is the inner part. The inner part of anything. With the physical body, the primary inner part would be the physical organ of the heart. And as we look out at the inner part of anything, is what he is referring to here. The inner part of anything. The Bible reference is to man's inner control center. I think it could be very closely related to the soul. A couple of weeks ago, we preached on the spirit, soul, and body, and understanding what each one of them represent. And the soul is representing that which is a mindful of self, which would be the inner control center, which would be somewhat the heart or the inner control of man. And that's what he's talking about there. The Bible says in the book of Proverbs in chapter 4 and verse 23, keep thy heart with all diligence. With all diligence. For out of it are the issues of life. It's how we view things. It's how we respond to things. It's that inner control center. Spiritually speaking, we find the first thing that allows our hearts to experience the blessings that God has for us, which is the blessing of salvation, the Bible reveals that salvation is a matter of the heart. Not just a head knowledge, not just knowledge itself, because Satan himself knows and believes in God, but he hasn't got a heart for God. He doesn't have a desire to yield to God. Doesn't have a desire to please God. So salvation is more than just the knowledge. It's more than just a head knowledge, but it is of the heart. Over in the book of Romans, and you know these verses very well, but they help us to understand this. Romans in chapter 10 and verse 9 again, the Bible says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, that means of a free will, I am confessing that I believe in Jesus Christ. I'm confessing that I believe that he came to this earth, that he died on Calvary's cross to pay a sin debt that I owed and could not pay. And so the Bible says, for with the heart man believe, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart, you have to believe in your heart, not just have the head knowledge, but you have to believe in thy heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart, for that inner control center, for with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. And so this idea of the inner control center has to do with the desire, has to do with the seat of our emotions. Now, we're not saved just because of a feeling. That's not it. We have to have the knowledge. And then we have to have a desire to apply that knowledge to my life. Okay, I have to have a desire to call upon the name of the Lord. I must want or have a desire to be saved in order to be saved. A lot of people have a head knowledge, but they don't really have a desire to receive Jesus Christ as Lord of their lives. And so this idea of this heart, it is that inner control center. And then it says about the inner control center, it's got to be pure. Blessed are the pure in heart. That's an attitude. That's my inner being. My inner control is what he's addressing. And he's saying to us, you need to keep it pure. Definition of pure would be free from mixture. Unpolluted. A single substance. Pure. When I think of pure, I think of juice. And I like 100% pure. Whether it be orange juice, if I want orange juice, I want 100% pure orange juice. I'm not looking for orange drink. That's Kool-Aid. But if I want orange juice, I want to make sure when I go to purchase orange juice, I look for a label that says 100% pure juice. That's what I want when I'm wanting orange. When I'm wanting apple juice, I'm not looking for artificial flavoring. I'm looking for that juice that comes from nothing more than the apple. And that's 100%, and that's pure. That's free from mixture. That's unpolluted. That's a single substance. Now, another thing you have to make sure of is when you get hot dogs, if you like hot dogs, you make sure it says 100% beef. If not, you're going to get a turkey dog, or you're going to get a chicken dog, or you're going to get some other kind other than 100% beef. Now, it might be any kind of part of that beef, but at least it is 100% beef. And that's what you look for, because it's free from mixture. It's unpolluted. It's single substance. So, pure in heart. Take those two and you put them together, and you would find this to be an explanation or a definition of what that is. For man, it's a single focus on God and His will for within me. That's what I'm wanting to have. That's the attitude. That's my mindset. That's my desire, is to be focused on God and His will from within me. Not polluted. Not a mixture. Too often people don't even realize it, but you're not being blessed because you're trying to have the best of both worlds in your mind. You think you can live in the world and do what you want to do in the world, and then you think you can be a church member, or you think you can be a Christian when you want to be a Christian. And that's pollution. That's not what God blesses. God wants a single focus on Him and His will from within us. Matthew chapter 6, Jesus would address this later on in the next chapter, Matthew chapter 6, in verse 19. Matthew chapter 6 and verse 19. He says, "Lay not up for yourselves treasures upon earth." Now, you're focused on self and you're focused on what you want out of this life. And some are just focused on this earth, what this world has to offer them. But it says, "Where moth and rust doth corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, and where thieves do not break through nor steal." The things of God are pure, protected, eternally blessed. The things of this earth, they can vanish away. Yeah, what's taking place right now in finances and jobs and security. Put your faith in that 401k, not doing real good right now. It can, over one night, out of the blue, what we thought we were secure in can be gone. That's what he's talking about. But then he says this, "For where your treasure is, what your focus is on, there is will your heart be also." And you have a polluted heart instead of a pure heart. "The light of the body is the eye. If therefore the eye, thine eye be single, thy whole body shall be full of light." But if thine eye be evil, thy whole body shall be full of darkness. If therefore the light that is in thee be darkness, how great is that darkness? And then he brings it together and he says in verse 24, no man can serve two masters. For either he will hate the one and love the other. Two masters. He's not talking about jobs and employment. He's talking about the world and God. The visible and the invisible. No man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. You cannot, and this is Almighty God, this is Jesus teaching these biblical principles that will govern New Testament Christianity. You cannot serve God and at the same time live your life serving mammon, the things of this world. Wow. Verse 19 and down to verse 21. He's talking about that treasures, a heart mixed between treasures on earth and treasures in heaven. My focus on what I can get out of this world, or am I focused on what heaven holds? Verse 22, the eye be single. That's pure. That's 100%. That's not being mixed. That's not being polluted. That's being a single substance. That's spiritual vision. That's desires. If my eye be single, focused on God, focused on His will, focused on what is going to lay up in eternity. Lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, for neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, for thieves do not break through nor steal. That's what I'm focused on. That's what he's talking about here. That I be single. Talking about having a pure heart. The light of the body is the eye. If therefore thine eye be single, the whole body shall be full of light. Blessed. Spiritual blessings. Blessed by God. And in comparison, but if thine eye be evil, being evil meaning being polluted, being evil meaning a mixture of God and mammon. That's what he's saying here. That's what he is helping us to see is not of God, but it's of the devil. It's of the devil who's going to try to convince you that you can have one life in church and another life on the job. You can have one life when you're home with the family and another life when you go outside the home. Being mixture of God and mammon. You can't do that. No man can serve two masters. You are not going to be able to be blessed by God. But a pure in heart is a single focus. Can I tell you, many don't even realize this is what's hindering them from having the spiritual blessings that God wants to bless them with. And they're blinded to it. And they're sending mixed messages. Sending mixed messages to themselves and to others. You find this kind of person is in and out of devotion to God. They'll be in church, seem like they're completely devoted, and then they'll get out of church. live a totally different lifestyle. Can I tell you, if you have genuine faith in God, that means if you have genuine belief in God, it's not possible to lose that faith. You can't lose salvation. That is genuine faith. That's genuine belief. That is genuinely, at some point in your life, calling upon the name of the Lord and being saved. You can't lose that. As you study the Bible, we have been given to us everlasting life. That is one of the blessings of Christianity. It's one of the blessings of the gift of God. You didn't do anything to deserve it, and you can't do anything to lose it. Once you have it, you are God's child, and your body has been sealed by the Holy Spirit of God. You're sealed until that day of redemption. You can't lose it. However, we can be blinded to it. If I'm blinded to it, what part of mammon is Satan using? What kind of mixture do we have in our thinking? What kind of mixture do we have in our hearts? We're no longer single focused on God and His will. We're no longer doing that from the heart, but we have a mixture somewhere. Our thinking has been messed up. And with messed up thinking, you start doing things messed up in how you live out that thinking. And then it becomes part of your life, and Satan has blinders, and Satan uses that to keep us from being blessed as God wants to bless the pure in heart, because we're no longer pure in heart. We're polluted in heart. And our eyes are evil because we've let something in that shouldn't be in there. God is looking for the pure in heart. And He says, blessed are. If you truly have committed your inner being to God and His will, can I tell you, then you'll sense the presence of God as we go through the trials of life. You'll sense being able to receive that which God has for us as we have need of it. You'll sense that. And that's a blessing. And because you're pure in heart, God says, I'll bless you. He blesses the pure in heart. And once we develop a pure in heart status, we will find that in itself will bring us blessings. Lastly, he says in this particular beatitude, I love this beatitude, blessed are the pure in heart. And then he says this about them, for they shall see God. And some would say, yes, I know, I'm going to see Him in heaven. I know to be absent from the body is a present with the Lord, and I'll be able to see Jesus face to face. I'll be able to see. And praise the Lord for it. That is true. That is true. But I believe as Jesus is presenting this to the apostles, and He wants the apostles to present it to that first century church that Jesus established, and what I believe Jesus wants every believer in this New Testament church age to understand is we can see Him here. The apostles would each one suffer death for their belief. They needed to be able to see God here. Stephen needed to be able to see God when he was being stoned. Every one of the apostles would have had a need to see God as they were suffering through the persecution in that first century church age. In the book of Psalms, and we'll close with this, but look there with me, Psalms in chapter 19. Psalms chapter 19. Verse 7 down to verse 14. When this is my single focus, when I have a pure heart, the Bible says, the law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. We can see things that we would not be able to see if we did not have a pure heart. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, much fine gold, sweeter also than honey and the honeycomb. Moreover, by them is thy servant warned, and in keeping of them there is great reward. Who can understand his errors? That's somebody that's allowed some pollution to come in. Cleanse me from secret faults. When I see something that's going to be a hindrance to my walk with God in my pure heart, I need to confess and forsake it. And when it is confessed and forsaken, God is faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us of that, to get us back to a pure heart. Who can understand his errors? Cleanse thou me from secret faults. Keep back thy servant also from presumptuous sins, which is a pollution. Let them not have dominion over me, then shall I be upright, and I shall be innocent from the great transgression. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart, which is going to reveal that pure heart, be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. When I have a single focus, when I go out into the world, I can see God. I look around, the sun comes up every morning. I can see God in who allows that sun to rise every morning. Of course, we know it's the earth orbiting around the sun, but still yet, it's God who designed it. We have a new day. Every day is a new day. I can thank God for this. Every day is a day that God's made. I can rejoice and be glad in it. Every day I can see God. Every day I can see God when we face trials. Whatever trial we're going through, one of the most important things for us to acknowledge is God. And I can see God in allowing trials, and I can see God in using trials, and I can see God in a purpose in everything that impacts my life if I have a pure heart. And I think lastly, I can see God when I'm blessed. Everything that blesses my heart, I can thank God for it. God wants to bless us because he says, blessed are they. Blessed is are the pure in heart. God wants to bless us. He blesses the pure in heart. And one of the ways he blesses us, he allows us to see him. the pure in heart will be able to see God 24/7. Because He's given us a promise in Hebrews in chapter 13. I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. I will make myself available. I will allow you to see me if you are pure in heart. If I could have every head bowed this evening. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. More than just a head knowledge. It's got to be a heart, a desire for God and His will from my heart. My inner control center focused on God. Are you there? If you're not there, you can get there. God will never force you, but you can choose to be pure in heart. After every message at this church, we always give an invitation. An invitation is given to allow those that heard the message to respond to the message. If God spoke to you and there's a need for you to respond, whether it be salvation, whether it's a need as you've been saved to surrender to biblical baptism, to confess sin, to rededicate a life, whatever it might be that God reveals to you through a message preached from His Word, always be willing to make whatever decision that God would have you to make. Father, right now we bow before You. We thank You for the message, and I pray now that You would apply this message to each and every one that's listened to this message. If they have needs to make a decision, I pray, God, right now that they would make that decision. In Jesus' name, amen.